Politicians these days survive bankruptcy, extramarital affairs, and drug and alcohol problems. What they seem to fear the most, however, is that someone will accuse them of raising taxes. Never mind if the highways are falling apart, we can't educate our kids, and we just broke a promise to help 100,000 Michigan college students with their tuition. We can't raise taxes. That's the position of Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop, for example. However, now comes State Representative Alma Wheeler-Smith, herself a former state senator. She's running for governor, and she has an amazing platform. She wants to raise taxes, a lot. Raise them on a few of us, that is. She would lower them on commerce by getting rid of the stupid surcharge and the Michigan business tax. She would lower the state sales tax, but sensibly extend it to include services in our service-based economy. Most of all, she'd campaign for a state constitutional amendment to allow a graduated income tax. Essentially, she's an intellectual heir of the famous Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes. She's an African-American woman and a Democrat. He was a white Republican who's been dead for 75 years. However, he once famously said, "Taxes are the price we pay for a civilized society." Alma Wheeler-Smith believes that, too. She didn't always live in a civilized society. She was born in South Carolina. Her twin sister died as a baby after she was horribly burned and an ambulance crew wouldn't help her because she was black. The family moved to Michigan, where her father became Ann Arbor's first black mayor. His daughter served in Lansing for many years and understands state finances. Overall, her plan would raise $6.5 billion and devote most of it to education, which she sees as Michigan's hope for the future. Much of the new revenue would come from a graduated income tax, if she can persuade voters to amend the Constitution so we can have one. Currently, we all pay a rate of 4.35%. You, me, the convenience store clerk, and the state's richest man. We all pay the same. Smith wants brackets instead. Those making $45,000 a year or less would pay 4%. Those making up to $60,000 would pay 7%. Beyond that, we'd pay 9.75%. That's more than double what top earners pay now. But she doesn't mince words. "These are the people who can afford to pay a little bit more," she told the Gongra News Service yesterday. In fact, those paying more would pay less than it seems because they could claim a federal tax credit. But how does she think she could get people to approve what is still a sizable tax increase? Actually, she thinks there's a bigger chance of getting support for a larger tax hike than a smaller one. "Citizens are tired of the nickel-and-dime approach," she said. "They know we have big problems and need big solutions." Now, you may think this crazy, but this reminds me of the day John Engler was sworn in as governor. Old George Romney grasped his hand. "Be bold," he told the younger man. Engler was bold. He did things everybody said were impossible and was reelected twice by landslides. Maybe what voters really want most are leaders who are truly willing to lead.